Hi guys, welcome to the pronunciation challenge. And my name is Christy. So this is the very first day back to work from a long vacation. I know how you feel right now. So today I have intentionally chosen a actually hilarious video, and it's from a YouTuber called Ryan Higa. And I think he's very funny and also a little bit charming, I have to admit. And this video is called How to Know If You Have ADHD. So ADHD stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, and in Chinese we call it 过动. And just because some people, they love to, you know, like go around or they can't really sit properly, doesn't really mean that we can joke about them having ADHD. So Ryan Higa is here to tell us, you know, how to actually diagnose if we actually have it. And let's take a look at today's sentence. You don't intentionally procrastinate. You're just most productive when you have to get something done. You work best when you're under pressure. You don't intentionally procrastinate, but you're just most productive when you have to get something done. You work best when you're under pressure. 那我们首先来看的呢, 就是 intentionally. Intentionally 呢, 指的是有意的。 它的T呢, 是重音, 那次发这边是微笑的嘴型A, intent. Intentionally, 上次我们可以说, I did not intentionally bump into your car, 我不是故意要撞到你的车的。 那它的名词呢, 或者它的名词, 去掉后面的ally的话呢, 就是intention, intention指的是意图啊, 或者是企图, 那它可以指的是, 正面的, 也可以是负面的。 像是说, when he approached me, his intention was actually getting my roommate's phone number. 就是说他当初在搭讪我的时候啊, 其实他的意图呢, 是想要要到我室友的电话号码。 那形容词呢, 则是intentional, intentionally也是有意的的意思。 像我们可以说, he said that his act of kindness wasn't intentional, but it completely made my day. 他说他那个举手之劳的善意之举呢, 并不是故意的, 可是却让我的一天更美满, 有一点, 无心插柳柳成荫的感觉。 再我们来看procrastinate, procrastinate呢, 它是动词, 指的是拖延的意思, 它的PRO 就是发PRO的音, 重音在CRA的地方, A是发A的音, procrastinate, procrastinate, 这边TI呢, 只有发短音E的音。 像是说, most students tend to procrastinate when turning in essays, 很多学生呢, 在教书这些小论文的时候呢, 都会拖延。 那关于这一点, 我真的要说, 就是之前在研究所的时候啊, 好像也非常习惯procrastinate, 就是总是要等到deadline之前呢, 才会, 皮绷得比较紧, 然后赶快把论文赶出来。 但是后来觉得procrastinate这件事情啊, 真的会让一个, 就是有点像是欲速则不达, 因为你在最后面短短的时间, 想要完成非常多的事情, 就会让你的essay就是不这么的细致, 你也没有时间细心检查过它, 然后也没有时间去检查一些reference等等之类的, 所以procrastination is not a good thing. 那再我们来看productive, productive呢, 指的是有效率的, productive, 它的duc呢, 是发二的音, productive, PRO呢, 只是发短音呃。 那我就可以说, I'm not productive at all when I go study in cafes. 我如果去咖啡厅念书啊, 或者是写essay, 都会非常没有效率。 那它这个字呢, 可以回溯到product, product呢, 指的是产品的意思。 像是说, product quality is always the top priority for most companies. 产品的品质呢, 对于一个公司来说, 真的是首要任务。 那名词呢, productivity, productivity的重音在TI的地方, 指的则是生产力的意思。 那当然讲白话一点, 其实就是效率啦。 那我就可以说, some of my engineer friends, including my brother, claims that their productivity is the highest at midnight. 很多工程师啊, 都说, 他们的效率啊, 在半夜是最高的。 I really don't understand why, but a lot of them said so, so that's why they tend to stay up very late and do coding a lot of times. 那我们最后来看的呢, 则是pressure. Pressure呢, 则是压力的, 这边PRE呢, 是发微笑的嘴型A, 它只有短音, 而不是A的音, 是pre, pressure, 不会念pressure, pressure, pressure. 那有些人呢, 可能在, 有压力的时候呢, 反而会表现得特别好, 我们就可以说他们 thrive under pressure，会用 under pressure 这一个字。那还有 thrive 是指说像是旺盛啊，或者是兴盛这种感觉，所以就是 thrive under pressure。那 pressure 呢，大家如果觉得有点难记的话，可以回到一个很简单的动词，叫做 press。press 呢指的是按压的意思，像是比如说 press the button，最简单的就是按这个按钮。Press，那名词呢就延伸而来的，就是 pressure，指的是压力的意思。那 pressure 呢，千万千万不要跟 pleasure 搞混。Pleasure 呢指的是愉快的意思，那它这个 s 的地方有一点 r 的音。Pleasure，像是我们很常跟别人说 "It's a pleasure meeting you"，很高兴认识你，千万不要说成 "It's a pressure meeting you"，这样意思差非常非常多。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. You don't intentionally procrastinate. You're just most productive when you have to get something done. You work best when you're under pressure. All right, so that's it for today. I know it's a horrible Monday, but still, don't procrastinate anything, or else you're just gonna make yourself another miserable Tuesday. But still, you can leave your recordings below. Don't procrastinate on this, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!